Hi, everyone.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 81 of the Girl Meets Girl podcast. We're recording this on Sunday, November 30th, 2008.
Haha, we fooled you. I think a lot of you thought we weren't going to show up since we did the podcast.
Every 2 weeks.
On Tuesday this week.
Yeah.
Didn't it get put up on Tuesday?
I think so.
But surprise, we're here.
We love to be here whenever we can.
We do.
My name is Toast, first of all. We have these introductions for the newbies.
And my name is Sienna, and we are currently enjoying a giant bowl of popcorn covered in furikake, which is...
I don't know the literal translation.
But yeah, it's like roasted...
It's like roasted, roasted and seasoned seaweed. And it's usually used as a seasoning for rice.
So good.
That's the way that Hawaii people enjoy popcorn.
Toast is having a cup of hot tea. What kind of hot tea is that?
This is a vanilla rooibos type of tea.
Does that match furikake popcorn?
No.
Yeah.
But I can handle it.
And I'm having a glass of iced jasmine tea, which has become my favorite of late.
That's good.
But on with the podcast.
Theme for this episode is warmth. Because I know, we're in Los Angeles, right? Southern California, like one of the most temperate states in the whole United States. But because we grew up in Hawaii, both of us, and you actually do benefit from wearing a scarf sometimes here in California at this time of the year.
Many times.
It's different to us. This is cold for us.
It's freezing.
And people in Indiana are laughing at us. Or cursing at us. I don't know which.
Everyone laughs at us.
But so yeah, the episode theme is warmth. But also in this episode, we have a few other fun little things. Like the cost of the 12 days of Christmas. And Sienna found a substitute for Lihing Mui sweet sour sauce. Which means nothing to you unless you know what Lihing Mui is.
But that's kind of misleading. Because it's not sweet sour sauce like...
But it's
sweet sour chicken sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's just a substitute for what Hawaii people call wet seed from the jar. You go to the crack seed store that has beautiful large glass jars of seeds. Everywhere.
Like giant ones.
Everywhere you look.
Like,
it's like
what? 5 gallon kind. And also a little talking about mistletoe. Because maybe they can get married in California. Mistletoe can. Okay, first of all. Announcements.
So we want to send a thank you to Shomo. Shomo is a listener out in New York. And we're so happy to say that she's Girl Meets Girl's very own candle maker. She has created a line of McKenna soy candles. She is working very diligently on possibly mixing a little bit of beeswax in there, in some of the candles, just to have for the candle to be a little bit more firm, where you wouldn't need to use a candle holder. So she is perfecting these beautiful McKenna candles, and she has generously provided 12 handmade, hand-poured tea lights for prize winner Shannon of the contest last week. Shannon was the winner. A dozen of them, and so generous. And she is sending Shannon the mahalo scented tea lights.
Mahalo is a Hawaiian word that means thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know last episode we didn't know what was actually in the scent.
But it was so warm.
Yeah, all I could tell you was it reminded me of the holidays and it smelled like apple, cinnamon, spice kind of scented.
Yummy.
Well, Shomo told us exactly what she puts into this mahalo candle. And it is anise, cloves, cinnamon sticks, ginger, nutmeg, tea, and a hint of honey.
Look how much goes into that fantastic scent.
It's worth it. Oh, it's so worth it.
Good.
It's beautiful.
So thank you, so Shomo. Good.
Mahalo, Shomo.
Mahalo, Shomo. Yeah, those candles are incredible. And once, you know, we have everything going, she'll have them available for all the listeners and anyone else that you might want to refer to Shomo's candles.
All right. Now, that information came out of listener mail, obviously, but we thought we put it with the announcements because ta-da!
Ta-da!
It was an announcement of what is the Mahalo scent. Now, for actual, like, the listener mail and gossip section.
We didn't have any gossip.
It was kind of a slow week. So I had to look up my own gossip.
People were busy with Thanksgiving.
That's true.
And so they didn't have time to gossip this week.
Yeah. Much less tell us about it.
Right.
So what I did is I dug up some stuff on, holiday-related, Christmas-related stuff. And I found some interesting things out about mistletoe. Mistletoe is a parasitic plant.
Really?
It needs a host plant. It doesn't have any roots. It lives off of, like the oak tree or whatever, right?
That sounds
like it lives off their bark. I know it. Doesn't it sound scary?
Sounds like mistletoe sounds like they're codependent.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like something out of Halloween. Not like Christmas.
Halloween.
So I found out also, so that's one thing. They're a parasitic plant. The next thing is that the mistletoe berries are poisonous.
I know. What does that say? Okay. Right? Because that's the symbol.
Right?
Kiss love. Under the mistletoe.
Right, love. And then maybe this has to do with
poison
the symbolism.
And parasitic.
Right. That's the way you do it. And the other thing is that mistletoe plants can be either female or male. And the ones with the berries on them, those are the female plants.
Like boobs.
I'm sorry. But red ones. White and then red.
Because they're hot.
Yeah. So that's the gossip I came up with for all of you.
That's good gossip because that's pretty interesting.
Thank you.
So do you know how they became the symbol of... Like you kiss under, if you're under the mistletoe, you have to kiss whoever you're under it with.
No, maybe I should put that down for my homework.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
So we had a wonderful Thanksgiving and we hope all of you did too.
Yes.
Just a quick, and do not worry because if anyone listened to our last year's Thanksgiving episode, it was all about tofurkey. So I'm going to mention tofurkey here, but don't be scared. Because this whole podcast ain't going to be about tofurkey. Okay? So tofurkey is a turkey-like
meat substitute.
Meat substitute that's made out of tofu and other things.
Who knows what?
Who knows? We're not even looking or asking. But last year when we did the tofurkey report, we said that, okay, it's not hard. Not a lot of hard work if you're thinking, okay, Thanksgiving preparation meal vibe. But if you're just thinking, oh, I want to make a tofurkey, then it was a lot of humbug hard work. Do you remember?
Yeah. I was surprised how much hard work it was last year.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
All day in the kitchen.
But we have good news to report that Trader Joe's now carries a tofurkey for $9.99. And it's a...
Was that the one that we got?
That's the one that we got.
Oh, it was just $9.99?
It was just...
Oh, I thought it was $15.
No, it was just $9.99. Okay. It was just $9.99. And what it is it's a tofurkey bullet. It's a bullet shape. Anyways, it has stuffing already inside of it. So it's like a wild rice stuffing inside of it, and that's pretty common among all the tofurkey products. Okay, but what was different about this one is that it did come with a tub of giblet gravy, and so you didn't have to make the gravy from scratch from any drippings. And the last tofurkey we bought also came with these dumplings that you had to boil and then you had to fry, but this one was just your basic tofurkey with the stuffing and the gravy. And that's all you really need.
Thanks.
Yes.
Because then if you wanted easy. Like, if you wanted a starch or something, you could just buy some rolls. Yeah, like everybody else does.
Yeah, you can
instead
choose.
Of having to boil and fry and then brown and yeah.
So it was so much easier. So we had our tofurkey with oven roasted red onions that became caramelized with and tofurkey does have an awesome, awesome baste that is so easy, and it really made everything so wonderfully tasty. So anyways, we had tofurkey with the wild rice stuffing inside that tofurkey. We had their gravy. We kind of like doctored it up a bit. We had garlic mashed potatoes, and we had stuffing galore that we made on the side. So and we also had something else that we'll talk about later. But so we had a great tofurkey Thanksgiving.
And we even had rice.
We even had rice because Hawaii style, no matter what, you have rice, even if you don't know what you're going to eat it with.
Even if you have spaghetti.
You have rice on the table spaghetti. Somewhere.
All righty. We just want to send a quick shout out because we know they're in a very exciting but sensitive time. Our listeners, Jenny and Tanya, are expecting a newborn during this holiday season. They said around Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we just want
to
send our good thoughts out to them. Okay. Now, do we want to have a little bit of news from the Kumin area?
Sure.
Okay, if people are wondering, what's the Kumin area? Kumin is the name of our cat. So we have a little cat segment.
We do.
All right. And that was Kumin on the keyboard there.
Playing Swing City Short. Kumin is accepting tips on the piano.
And she is currently working on her first studio album.
Called Tuna Fish Bribes. All right. So anyways, Kumin is our beautiful cat who is a tardy tabby. That's what they call her. But anyways, what she wanted to offer as far as some news from her cat corner is a wonderful product. We have not personally tried it, but it sounds wonderful. So that's why we're bringing it up today. If any of you have it, let us know how it is and if we should get it. It is called the Snuggle Safe Heat Pad. And what it is a disc that you can microwave. You microwave it for about 5 minutes or so, depending on the wattage of your microwave. And then you sneak it under your pet's bedding or blanket, and it remains heated for them for hours. I think up to like 4 to 6 hours or so. And that really can save on the heating bills, keeps your pet nice and warm, especially the senior pets. Because a lot of times the chill can get to their joints and it can make them really uncomfortable. So this is a good way to keep them nice and warm without leaving. Say if you leave the house, you know, you don't have to leave a heater on for them. And you can try it.
I could use it for my feet.
I guess you could.
So I don't like shock you with my ice cube feet in the bed.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
I should get that. A snuggle safe heat pad.
Snuggle safe heat pad. And, you know, it says here in one source, it said that the list price was like $55. But honestly, you know, I've never seen it that high before. We're going to have a link and you'll see that they're selling it for about $25. So just to let you know that. And if anyone has tried this product, let us know because it looks pretty good. Especially if it saves on heating bill. And watch out. Whoa, getting elbowed.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is what happened. We recorded the whole meat of the podcast. And for some reason, that is a section that got lost.
Because it was meat.
And we're vegetarians. Oh, geez. Okay, so anyways. So what happened was When toast went to what part of
I was doing
the process is that?
Well, I was mixing and editing.
Mixing and okay. So it was gone. So we're not even sure if this is going to work. So we're just going to cut to the chase and give you some info on celebrating the season of warmth.
Damn it. All right. So Christmas and the winter solstice season, often and many times called the season of light, right? Light of the world. Baby Jesus comes into the world. You have your Christmas tree all lit up. Hanukkah candles. Just light everywhere.
Light everywhere.
But we wanted to just share our thoughts about the other side of that coin. Not just light, but the warmth that comes from that light. And, you know, one thing we noticed recently is that we don't consciously appreciate warmth unless it's really cold. Or as cold as it can get in Southern California.
But for us Hawaii folk.
Yeah, for people who are born and raised in Hawaii, it's kind of cold. If you have to wear a scarf, if you have to wear long sleeves, okay, it's cold. But that goes not just for the weather, but for relationships too. You know, I'm sure, you know, everybody that has experienced any amount of life has experienced times where their relationships were cold and they wished it was not so. And they would just do anything they could to try and bring some warmth to the situation. You know, get a heater, put a scarf on. But yes, when it's cold, we're miserable. And we do whatever it takes to try and create warmth. And the ability to create warmth is a survival skill, to know how to make fire, you know, out in the wilderness. And in when it comes to relationships, to know how to just build a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we wanted to share with you. And so we will do that as fast as we can.
As fast as we can.
To make sure
because we're not even sure if this is going to
work. Yeah, we're not sure if this recording is going to work.
Okay, so everybody pray.
Here we go. Okay.
How to create warmth?
Doing something nice for people mm-hmm. is a quick way to try and express some goodwill.
Mm-hmm. And we're not just talking about people you know or because you know you're going to get something back or you know you give a gift because you know you're going to get a gift.
No, or that it's talking, time to give gifts because it's right. Christmas.
But just do something nice. Go the extra mile to just do something nice. And it doesn't even have to be a mile.
Yeah, it can be an inch.
You know, let someone cut in front of you at the grocery store. You know, you see them, let them go. It's okay. You know, if you don't have really tight restrictions on your time, just offer that to someone who might have that, especially during this time of year. Really.
And if you, you know, change lanes on the freeway and then wave a little thank you.
I know. Can you guys like please make sure, just say thank you. Just wave a hand.
Use a blinker. How about that for starters?
Make a shaka. Let them wonder what that is if they've never seen it in their life.
They probably did.
Okay.
Ah, so funny.
So yeah. Do something nice for people.
And even, you know what, doing something can also mean saying a prayer. Because that's doing something for somebody, right? Just sending out good thoughts.
Well, another thing is saying nice things to people.
And Sienna's really good
about
at this.
Them.
Like, she'll go up to a stranger in the supermarket and say, "That is such a cute pair of jeans." Yeah? You're really brave about that. You're really brave. I gotta say, I admire that.
Because you know why?
That's courageous.
People, it impacts people.
And you
and
do.
And why keep it to yourself?
And you do like, appreciate it that much.
Right. Like I mean, when it's you genuine. I'm not just like making it up.
Right.
It's genuine. Yeah. And what good does it do in my head and heart to just be thinking like, God, that person's jeans are awesome. Go up and say, you know?
Yeah.
Because who knows what it took for them to get those jeans? Who knows what kind of day they're having? That might just make them.
It
might have been like a day where they think, gosh, I'm not feeling so hot today. And that might just scoot them back in the hot zone.
Right?
Warmth. We're talking about
walking
warmth.
Away all hot.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Another thing that helped to create warmth or, you know, create a fire, right? This is what you need to create a fire that gives warmth in the physical. But is air is just space sometimes, you know, especially in a
we need space.
Yeah, especially in a relationship where things have become cold.
Let it breathe,
right? And you're trying to reestablish a connection and trying to get back on solid ground with a person, and you're anxious and you're wondering if it's ever going to be like how it used to be, well, yeah, definitely can require a lot of patience. But I think allowing space, allowing some air to help fan the fire, because everybody's going to just move at their own pace and you can't force somebody to have a warm relationship with you. You can just be considerate, be kind, show your appreciation, show your goodwill, and it's up to them to reciprocate if they want to.
Yeah. So that's, you know what? Air. Just don't be all clingy.
Don't. Oh, God.
Don't be a Klingon. You know what I saw in the grocery store the other day?
What?
Star Trek Pez people. The whole crew.
Which Star Trek?
I don't know which.
The original one?
No, you know what? It was the original one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would have to be the original one, yeah, because...
Star Trek Pez people, all in a row, in a one box set.
Right on.
I wanted it.
Really?
I did.
Oh my God.
And that's not even the Star Trek I used to watch.
I know.
But I wanted it. I just wanted it. I don't know.
That's so weird.
I really wanted it. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how I got onto that.
And another thing that you would need to create warmth in the fire between, you know, your relationships is, well, we kind of already mentioned this, patience. But I'm going to insert another mistletoe fun fact here, because it illustrates a patience part.
Oh, okay.
Did you know it takes 5 years for mistletoe to reach berry-producing size? 5 years. That's like how our relationship.
Yes, it's taken us five years to get to where we are now, which is a space...
Not cold anymore. we have had cold times, boy.
Frozen.
Woo,
frozen.
Chili. Yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah. But look.
Frozen.
But after 5 years, we have berry producing size.
Like frostbite.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
But we're good now.
Yeah.
It's you know what? Relationships are works in progress.
Always, yeah.
And always just trying to see, you know, trying to speak the other person's language. Learn it and speak it. Remembering to speak it and not just speak your own language. You know. You have to communicate in the way that the other person receives it.
And the last thing, and this is the really, to me, it's the most magical part, because you can't really see it. You don't know where it comes from, but it's that spark. You know, the spark that just flies off of the match or flies off of the flint, that spark that just ignites everything. And I think, to me, that symbolizes just the grace of spirit or the universe or God, however you want to call it, because for our relationship, you know, I'm just so grateful, because I can't point to one event where it's like, okay, this is what totally made it all better for us again, you know, after the cold times that we've had, right? It's just, yeah, we put work into it, but I think it's also just
sex. Sorry, okay, not every, that's too much information for people. It's
grace.
Our music. Yeah, and our music.
And just
our grace-infused music. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that.
But also, you know, what can help the spark is, and this is something that I think takes a little practice, but to really notice and be present when communicating with people. You know, when someone comes up to you and you're talking with someone, like to really be present, to tell yourself that in your heart and mind, you know, and call yourself back to that moment and talk with them, whatever it is, whatever it's about, you know, if it's just small talk or what, but really be present with that person, look at them and really just receive the communication that's going on. And that really can help the spark. You know, because sometimes I notice, like today, for instance, it was a really busy day and I was multitasking and someone's talking to me and I'm multitasking because we're supposed to leave a certain area by a certain time. And I'm just like, this is just not right. Like I felt
not didn't embarrassed. Feel sparky.
Yeah, I just felt like, you know, I'm not. This person is worth more than just this. Half-ass amount of time,
right?
Less than half-ass, you know, because I'm just like rushing and trying to And I didn't feel good about that. Mm-hmm. But even when you are standing with a person, you know, a lot of times we do make small talk and talk about the weather or whatever, I'll exchange all the pleasantries. But even when you're doing that, like, notice, just tell yourself, okay, be present.
Yeah.
Because you can feel when someone is just, you know, just talking to talk.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's a really different vibe when you're really present and you're really listening. Like, you feel when someone's really listening to you.
And somebody gives a shibbity ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just those things.
And I think what you're talking about is basically like seeing the depth of what a person is, whoever they mm-hmm, are, mm-hmm. you know, honoring spirit within.
Right.
And I think that is the magical, that's the spark, that's what life is.
And you
the
know,
eternal spirit.
We lost this little, because, you know, the podcast was different, like the part that we lost, because we just kind of, although we have an outline, we kind of just go for it and talk about all different things. But this is one example that I mentioned for the part that got lost, but I think it's worth mentioning again here. But like helping people, I guess, get their spark back or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, I brought up an example about how sometimes when you're you go shopping or something, and then you have the salesperson is just like totally taking a bad day out on you, or, you know, whatever. But you just don't know what someone's gone through. And sometimes what will help, instead of just reacting to them, you know, or judging them in your mind or whatever.
And trying to push your agenda.
Yeah. You know, just kind of say, like, I found that it can help if you just sort of say, you know, just be interested in who they are. I know that sounds like, what is it? Like those self-help or what is that called?
Right. Techniques yeah.
But really it helps. Like if you said something like, wow, it must have been such a busy day for you guys today. You know, it must have been so busy for you. Or something like, you know, oh, wow, it's so busy now. You know, does your shift end soon? Or did you get your lunch break? You know, and that really keeps it real. And it can kind of snap them out of bad mood.
Right. Cause who tells them that? Like,
yeah. You know, it pulls them into being present. Cause you know, they're not just doing the, you know,
did you find everything
20,
you need?
Yeah. You find everything in 2082. Would you like to open a charge account? Rah, 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 rah. You know, it's not all of that. They have to go, Oh, me? Oh, you know, yeah, it was busy, you know. Or no, I didn't have my lunch break, but I have it soon. And I'm so grateful that I have it soon. And it helps. It just helps. And it's not hard to do. And it really it's helpful for yourself, too, because then you won't be so mad.
All so right. Those are some of the thoughts that we just wanted to share about the season of warmth.
Yes. So was that all the part that was lost?
Spread the warmth. That's it.
Okay, so we have the rest of the podcast?
I think, yeah. Well, as soon as we stop recording, I'm going to go check it.
I hope you guys are hearing this.
Have a good week. Happy holidays. I don't know what that was.
That was random.
Yeah, that was pretty random.
Okay, so anyways, how about a music break?
Yeah, we haven't had a song in a long time.
We haven't had a song in a long time. And this song we listened to today, it is by our wonderful friend Melissa Lewis. And this song is called Why Can't I, which is the title track to her brand new CD. We've mentioned it before, but we bring it up again because it's a fun CD. This is a fun song. It'll put you in a great mood. And so we hope you enjoy it.
There's a bluebird sitting on the telephone wire, a bouncing on the breeze, watching cars rush by. Not at all worried, just hanging on tight. So baby, why can't I? There are palm trees sticking up like lollipops, soaking up the heat, letting coconuts drop. Not a care in the world, just living on top. So baby, why can't I? Somebody finds a golden ticket in a chocolate bar. Someone strikes oil in the dirt. Someday I'm bound to win. And I have my Sunday with a cherry on top, my suntan lines and my gym. If it makes me happy, expecting a lot, then baby, why can't I? There ain't nothing that ain't in the cards, as long as my chips are all in. I'm with all the possibilities, strictly statistically. Someday I'm
going so cute. I love the bluebird. Melissa Lewis.
Melissa Lewis.
Why can't I? Link will be on the show notes, of course.
And if you, you know, CDs are always a wonderful Christmas gift or stocking stuffer, whichever you think would be good for the people on your list. So consider supporting Melissa Lewis with her brand new CD. Or support McKenna with our
CDs.
That's
right. Oh my God.
We also want to mention for the people new to the podcast or new to our music, we do have a CD called 7 Days of Christmas, and we call it 7 Days of Christmas because the CD, we took 7 days to create this CD for all of you. That includes choosing the songs, arranging them, recording them, mixing them ourselves, and getting it on a CD for you to enjoy. So we have that available as well. And, you know, if any of you want to order as a gift for your family and friends, please, you know, please let us know. Send us an email and we can make that happen. And we'd be also happy to wrap it. We always offer that. So just let us know.
Okay. So we're closing up this episode. Yes. Random Christmas fact. We're going to be in December by the time this podcast is published, probably, or by the time you hear it. And the cost of all the gifts in, you know, in that song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
On the first day of Christmas.
How much does a partridge and a pear tree cost? Well, there's a firm called PNC Financial Services Group, and every year they calculate the cost of all the things in the song. And they have a website up called the Christmas Price Index site. And it will be launched on December 1st. So it's probably up brand new for 2008. And we'll put a link to that up. It's kind of neat. It seems like it's a real educational thing, like to teach how the stock market and all that stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody like me should go visit that.
Yeah. Somebody like you. Actually, I'm interested in that too. So we did mention in the beginning of the podcast another item that we had for Thanksgiving was a cranberry sauce, but I couldn't find regular cranberry sauce for toast because she loves cranberry sauce and I really don't. But she loves it so much. So I had to find it for her. But aww. I didn't find just regular straight cranberry sauce. What I found,
no, you found
was
gay cranberry sauce.
I found gay cranberry sauce. This is quite gay. It is organic orange cranberry sauce. And when I took a taste, very reluctantly, I was overjoyed to find that this tasted like the wet seed found in Hawaii crack seed stores. Now, if you've heard us, we've talked about seed a million and one times. And I know the mainland people, when we've offered them seed, you know, they're like, seed. You know, and they're thinking like pumpkin seeds.
What do you think I am, a bird?
They're thinking pumpkin seeds and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But basically, seed is what Hawaii people use to categorize a group of like preserved plums or preserved
preserved fruits, mango,
lemon peel. And the great thing about it is that most times you can find the dry version, dried version, or the wet version. And the dried version is usually a little more salty. The wet version comes in like, just yummy sauce. And it's a little more sweet, usually. So this orange cranberry sauce really tasted like that.
It did.
And it's making my mouth water as I speak of it. But anyways, we are on the mainland and we have Trader Joe's all across the states. So if you have a Trader Joe's near you, you may want to search for this product to try a version of kind of like a wet seed, Hawaii wet seed. And it's actually Trader Joe's organic orange cranberry sauce. Mm-hmm. And just take a tiny teaspoon and just...
That's how seed tastes.
Eat it. It's so good.
It's pretty much how it tastes.
It's so good. It's so good. It is. It's so good.
It was so much more tangy than I was used to, though, for cranberry sauce, because cranberry sauce usually is more sweet, right? But with the orange in there.
I don't know cranberry sauce.
With the orange in there, it's like, whoa, it has a tang to it. But it was good, man.
It was so good because there's tiny little chunks of little orange peel in there. And you, yummy, yummy, yummy. It's so good. It is fabulous.
So there you go. Enjoy the warmth of the season with your cranberry sauce and seed. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.